right, Bill Barty, I'm going to get you off the hook for Valentine's Day. You come on over to Jesse Brown's Outdoors. We'll buy a lightweight ladies' sun protection shirt, and then you get on the web and get you an airline ticket to somewhere warm.
Ooh, man. I like your style.
Doggone right, buddy. South America, what do you think? Mexico, Belize, maybe we go all the way to Argentina. I don't know. Somewhere nice.
I can handle that. It is in the air, Don. Of course, we are in February as the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's are broadcasting here on the Carolina Outdoors. Whether you're listening via digital, via podcast, if you will, wherever you listen to podcasts. A whole lot of people are also listening early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio. No matter what time of day you're listening or no matter what location you're listening, here in February, it makes time for planning a trip, as you mentioned, appropriate, whether it be spring break or beyond.
And if you need a little more spur of the moment, there's Polly's Island, there's Savannah. What more romantic town than Savannah?
Oh, I don't know. Polly's Island sounds pretty good. You got room for me down there on anniversary trip?
Nope, you're not invited.
On my own. Well, listen, as we outfit for people traveling over at Jesse Brown's, and that can mean anything from packable, lightweight clothing to lightweight luggage and backpacks to carry it on, advice on where to go and how to act, we're going to bring our general manager of Jesse Brown's, Wes Lawson, onto the program as a travel specialist because he's traveled a ton, but he's also outfitted and advised a ton of folks along the way. Welcome, Wes, to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Talk to us a little bit about the flavor of early 2020 travel, especially with the news. I thought Don was going to mention Mexico, Argentina, places like that. And then I thought he was going to mention China because the coronavirus is in the news and it has a lot of people on alarm about how they travel. Can you get us put us at ease a little bit when we talk about the coronavirus?
Sure. Yeah, so one of the things to think about when traveling is you're always going to encounter things that can be a little bit different and a little bit scary. You're also going to encounter all kinds of things that are just wonderful. So we have to measure our risks with our rewards here, and the coronavirus is certainly a risk. It is like any virus, one that can spread very easily, but with precaution, we can avoid it. If you are planning on going to China, and I can't convince you to go somewhere else, we're going to look at some different State Department websites. I can pull all that through our affiliation with the State Department, and we'll look about where to avoid, where to go. I will give you the list of the closest State Department preferred medical sites and doctors, so if something does happen, coronavirus or otherwise. But really what we want to think about is safe and fun and travel. So just like when you go to your kid's school or you go to dinner or you're cooking in the kitchen, you always want to wash your hands. Do it really well. You know, warm water, 20, 30 seconds, dry them off, away we go. Be mindful of crowds. If a lot of people are coughing, want to avoid that as best we can. You know, throughout Asia, Southeast Asia, it's very common to see people wearing face masks. They do that for a multitude of reasons. Some of it is because of fumes from vehicles. They don't have the same emission standards that we have here. Others cases, it's because people don't want to get coughed on and get sick. If you see people wearing face masks, do consider getting a face mask. But by and large, I would tell you that this is still one of the safest times to travel in all of human history because we have so much data we can pull on, so much information, real-time information even. You know, we know day by day where we're seeing outbreaks of any kind of virus, sickness, or disease. We can update that constantly. You know, even to the moment of your departure, we can provide you with just a tremendous amount of information. But, you know, Don mentioned some places that we still see people going to at just an amazing rate. We see people going to Belize year-round almost every week. Certainly every month we're outfitting people for Belize. A lot of those are going for fishing. Argentina, we see that constantly as well. And the great thing about that is you have wonderful fishing, you have wonderful hunting, you have great food and great wine. What a great reason to go down there. You can be a great couple or family trip because there's something for everyone. without having to go visit that big mouse down in Orlando. We still see a lot of folks going to places like Iceland year-round even, places that you just wouldn't think about. And then this time of year for us, February, we've got folks going out west to go skiing, going to our mountains to go skiing. They're still going down to the coast to go red fishing. It's just a good time. You know, if you want to go on a trip, go on a vacation, why wait?
We've got the general manager of Jesse Brown's on the program. Wes Lawson is joining us. And, Wes, you mentioned the ton of data and information available out there in regarding travel, places to go, how to outfit, all of that. In fact, preparing for you, I Googled, you know, stuff like the coronavirus or travel ideas, that sort of thing. It is so much. Where does that bring us to Jesse Brown's? When we come in there to talk to Don, to talk to Bill, to talk to you at Jesse Brown's, what's the difference in being at a local outfitter who's providing that advice versus being on the web just Googling these things like I just did?
Yeah, so that's probably the best question I'm going to get all day, maybe even all week. It's the same thing of why would you come to a store to buy a pair of shoes versus buying them online. You can have a conversation with a real person who knows what information to disregard and what information to really promote to say, hey, for what you're doing, this is what you should be concerned about. Here's why I think that. You know, there is a just all this. There's a trove of information out there, and we can mine through all of that for your specific trip, your purpose of the trip. You know, if you're going to the beach, that's one thing. If you're going into indigenous communities, that's quite another. If you're only going to eat prepared foods from a hotel or you really want to go native, that changes the flavor of not just your meal, but also how you move about and how I would tell you to move about and what things to take with you in your everyday carry bag to leave in your hotel or your chalet, wherever you're staying. So when you come in to see us, we are really tailoring all that information to you. If you go online, you're really getting some opinion pieces that are very broad brush kind of paint, and that's fine. There is value in that, but don't base your travel plans for yourself, your company, or your family just off of that. Just spend a few minutes with us and let us really help make sure we can maximize the return on your investment for that trip, and that's what it is. But just like with, you know, getting a good pair of shoes, let somebody who's been doing this for 20, 30 years knows which shoe is going to fit your unique foot best. Same thing with travel. Let us really spend the time to help make sure you get the most out of it with the least pain and suffering. Well, and there will be no pain and suffering.
Anytime you involve long-distance travel, you're usually talking airlines. And, of course, the most painful part of that is the pre-check or the check for security.
Yeah.
And I recently just got my pre-check status updated, and I was amazed how easy that is now. I didn't have to go to the airport. I went to a Staples, made an appointment ahead of time. Took me probably less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, and you know, if you can invest that time early on, you're saving so much time and frustration at the airport. You know, we're getting into a really busy travel season, so even if you do get there for your international departure 2 hours early, you could still be in the TSA checkpoint for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on where you are. Why do that to yourself? If you do that and you make sure you don't have anything bad in your pockets, I mean, Don, you and I have sold a lot of pocket knives to folks who have given theirs to TSA. If you take your pocket knives out, you leave your flammables behind, your water bottle should be empty. If you can do all of that going through, you're saving yourself a lot of frustration, and you're making friends in the process because the people behind you aren't rolling their eyes and going, oh, this person's not prepared.
We've all been behind that guy, I'm sure. Absolutely. What do you mean I can't bring my Swiss Army knife? And now I've got to fill out something and mail it to myself.
And I've just got a gallon of water. You know, it adds up, and it's just frustrating. And if you're the person, it's embarrassing.
Well, pretty painless to get that TSA pre-check. $85 takes you all the way. Make an appointment 10 minutes out of your life, and it saves you hours in the airport. So
yeah.
I was quite impressed with that whole situation.
Yeah, it's really worth your time and your effort, especially if you are a regular traveler or you've got a big trip coming up. just do it. It's a good investment.
Right, and don't fight those carry-ons. Get one that really does fit in that box and make your life easy, not hard.
That's right. You know, so speaking of carry-ons, we do have a lot of that kind of luggage here. One thing to think about the carry-ons is there is an actual dimension that we have to follow for international and domestic travel. It still is up to the airline's individual discretion to say you can and can't take that, but really don't try to fight that because, again, no one wants to be behind that person.
Nothing worse than a gate agent having a bad day.
That's right. You know, they have all the control and you have none of it. But if we can approach all of this with a good, calm plan, all the information at our disposal, the right luggage, packed the right way, no big water bottles full of things, not taking food through, no pocket knives, no mace, everything is going to be okay. And that just sets the tone for the rest of your trip in a positive way. So we want to be able to help you do that.
Well, spring break is right around the corner, and I know that's a big season at Jesse Brown's, not just, as you said, the Mouse down in Orlando or Fort Lauderdale or Panama City, like once was. People are going to a ton of different places, whether it be Pawleys Island or Asheville or beyond. We're going to give out your email, wes@jessebrowns.com, but better yet, we just need to stop by Jesse Brown's and see Wes Lawson or the rest of us as we are hanging our hat at Jesse Brown's through the week. Wes, thanks for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors.
You got it. Y'all be good.
Happy travels, and we're going to take a quick break and be back with more of the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors.